When a person suffers a concussion, there aren't many treatment options, which can be frustrating for both patients and doctors. Now, some researchers from the University of Georgia are hoping to develop new therapies by studying head injuries in a petri dish. That's what we'll dig into this week on the Georgia Health Report. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia, and as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So Andy, we know that preventing and treating serious head injuries has received a lot of attention in the last few years, and this study is addressing the lack of therapies available for concussions or other traumatic brain injuries, TBIs. So right now, what is the standard treatment if you have a head injury?
So the basic treatment for someone with a brain injury or concussion is to withdraw that person from outside stimulation, like in terms of, you know, you don't want to, obviously, if you're an athlete, you don't want to be involved in that particular sport for a while until the symptoms clear. But for some students, it may be that they can't focus on things like doing homework for a while. And each brain injury is unique to that individual, and so it could, you know, these symptoms can last for an awfully long time.
And traditionally, treatment for severe head injuries has been limited, partially because you don't want to cause more injury to a person who has a head injury already. So the scientists at UGA's Regenerative Bioscience Center in Athens were able to simulate a brain injury in their lab, and they began testing some possible treatment options. Can you talk a little bit about how they did that, what they were testing?
Yeah, it was exciting that UGA scientists were able to replicate a damaged neuron or brain cell in the petri dish. And they were looking at electrical stimulation of those cells in the petri dish in order to try to figure out, can we control and regulate and even repair the brain after a head injury by doing some kind of electrical stimulation? The scientists found that the early findings are intriguing. But we do have a long way to go in terms of bringing that to the market and to standard practice. I will say that Parkinson's patients already are benefiting from electrical stimulation, which can alleviate their tremors. We know that more than 2 million people have traumatic brain injuries in any given year in the United States, and those include concussions. And so to be able to come up with a new way of looking at this would be tremendous.
And like you said, we're still at the very beginning stages of this research. What are some of the questions scientists and doctors still have about electrical stimulation?
Well, two that come to mind, Lauren, is one, how much stimulation how much electrical stimulation should be used in the case of a concussion or another type of brain injury. We yet to figure out, you know, how much is the right amount. And the second thing is whether doctors will need to open the skull in some way or how to actually physically do it. And there are challenges in that, of course, as well.
Well, for now, this is really interesting research. Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for talking with us about it.
Thanks for having me.
This has been the Georgia Health Report. It's a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at wuga.org or gppnews.org.